producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This was an interesting email I want to talk about the previous hour. Omar writes, you tell us to get screened for depression, but if the medical provider writes it in your chart, you're screwed and can't get a firearm. Will doctors treat you without writing down your diagnosis? And then he kind of talks about a few other things about, you know, lie, should he lie? All right. This is a topic that I think is going to be very relevant as we progress through this healthcare system. We were just talking about the big data breach of one of the St. Louis healthcare systems, where close to a million records have been exposed. And as we start to increase restrictions, as gun laws slowly start becoming passed and there being a cry for people with quote-unquote mental illness to not receive guns, etc., what I predict, which we've talked about on the show many times, is you're going to have a lot of people who are going to be afraid to go to the doctor to get that diagnosis. And so now we'll have a lot of people out there untreated. And an untreated person with mental illness is not a good situation at all. So, people are worried they won't be able to get a firearm if they need to later. Even if they don't want a firearm, even if they don't have a firearm now. It's very interesting how, after that discussion about a month ago of, you know, limiting access based on certain mental conditions and your medical provider reporting to the FBI database, people are going to be very reluctant to talk to their doctor. Omar talks about, what if you just tell a doctor you're having trouble sleeping? Can you get an antidepressant for sleeping? Now, this is interesting, okay? There are a lot of you that take the quote-unquote SSRIs, the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors like Zoloft, Paxil, etc., and you take those medications not for depression, but for other issues, which could be signs of depression or just different symptoms altogether. So some of you say ever since you started your Zoloft or your Lexapro, you sleep better. Some of you say ever since you took Zoloft, you don't seem to get your irritable bowel or your diarrhea. So the doctor could put that in the chart, very much so. If you're using a medication and that helps your irritable bowel or it helps your sleep and you're not using it to treat depression, the doctor could put that. The problem is if it's a code and they don't have a code for, he's not depressed, but he's using it for other symptoms. And, a lot of times billing and billers, they'll be like, oh, wait a second, they gave him Zoloft, I'll just put the depression code. We just got to get this paid, which is another issue we need to talk about. So it all depends on what code is being sent. And you can tell the doctor, look, don't use this code or this code. But the doctor also can't lie. You can't have your medical provider treat you for something and lie in the chart. He can't do that. It's unethical. He could lose his license. You need to put in the chart what you're treating the patient for. And you as a patient, this must really, really stink. Because, you look at all the power that somebody has with your chart. They could put whatever they want in your chart. All right? Which is why you want to make sure you really trust your medical provider. You want to make sure you're also reviewing the chart. What did you put? What diagnoses are there? So, my suggestion is a few things. Okay, if you need to be treated, get treated. Okay? I mean, I doubt they are going to prevent, all right, of course, this all depends on who becomes president, but I doubt they're going to prevent, people with insomnia or, mild depression or mild anxiety from being able to, have their right to bear arms and protect their family. But I do understand that you don't want anything on the record. I get that. But I don't think we have to go so far as to worry about that. What they're talking about is people who are deemed fully incompetent, delusional, you know, severe psychiatric illness. Those are the ones that would not get their, you know, be allowed to, I guess, get a weapon. And it is, it's frightening because you're like, well, what if, you know, I think I'm mild and the doctor thinks I'm severe. It's, we still don't have the final, you know, we don't see where this is going to unfold yet. So I understand the caution. But listen, okay, there are a lot of medicines out there and a lot of therapy and a lot of techniques to treat what you're feeling. Some of you misdiagnose yourself as depression. Some of you go, I'm just grumpy. I'm just in a bad mood. And many times you're in a bad mood because your serotonin drops. Well, one thing that causes, you know, a drop in serotonin is poor diet. You know, we women will eat some chocolate to help raise our serotonin. And then all of a sudden, we start to get grumpy within an hour. Why? Because then the serotonin drops again. You eat a lot of starches and sugars, that messes with your moods. So, of course, eating healthy helps. Many of you are sleep deprived. You know, you're working, you know, graveyard shifts. You're not, you know, getting a full 7 to 9 hours of sleep. So then, you know, maybe we need to work on sleep. Do some sleep therapy, you know, warm milk, tryptophan from turkey, or a medication to help you sleep. But for those of you where you are depressed, you are in a funk, and, you know, you really need the help in addition to therapy of a medication that helps elevate your moods, then, I, you know, get treated. Okay, it's not worth it. It really isn't. I mean, to, you know, be afraid of some sort of conspiracy later with the government, etc. You know, there's something that helps you and treats you. And, you know, you could tell, you know, your medical provider. You could even, you know, add a letter to your chart. Or you could tell them, you know, look, you know, I don't want this medicine to, you know, prevent me. I'm not using it for severe depression. But I just find that when my serotonin's low, this seems to help me sleep better. And I seem to, you know, have less mood swings. I don't know what the answer is. It's tough. Just don't lie. And you cannot expect your medical provider to lie. They can't do that. They cannot give you medication without putting in the chart why. And that's just it. And what I foresee happening is many people are going to be going to marijuana. They're going to be doing it in the privacy of their own home. They're not going to then have a doctor who writes it down. It's not going to be on some medical record that gets hacked. And we're going to see a lot more marijuana use. Don't forget, marijuana causes depression. So many people who smoke marijuana or drink alcohol get depressed. So that can make matters worse. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you find it aggravating to wait for your slow-flow gravity filter to produce water? Does your system run so slow that it takes an hour or more to get less than a gallon of water? Slow-flow gravity water filters often utilize inferior technology that requires four elements to produce less than a gallon of filtered water per hour. Moreover, these elements don't eliminate a broad spectrum of difficult-to-remove contaminants, such as viruses. Well, there's good news for you. You can upgrade your slow-flow system with the power of Black Berkey Purification Elements. That's That's because they're interchangeable with most slow flow systems, and they purify water up to 8 times faster. You could replace 4 of the slow flow elements with a single Black Berkey purification element and double the speed of your system. Upgrade today to Black Berkey purification elements, the fastest and most powerful gravity elements available. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and ask about the specials. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, well, some good news. They say home prices in 20 U.S. cities have climbed by a lot since July 2014. What they don't talk about is how much the housing prices had plummeted prior to that. So they say, according to the S&P index, in 20 cities increased 5.8% from a year earlier, the biggest advance since July 2014, a report from the group showed today in New York. The median projection of 31 economists surveyed by Bloomberg called for a 5.7% gain. Nationally, prices rose 5.3% year over year. They say low inventories are boosting property values and an increase in wealth. There has been damage from the stock prices going down, but they say mortgage rates are expected to stay low. There's faster wage growth, and then that'll hopefully allow more people to buy homes. I'm still very wary because I think a lot of the baby boomers that are slowly moving out of some of their larger residences and looking for smaller residences or apartments are going to leave many homes on the market unresidented, I should say, or unpopulated. So, you know, while we're seeing some, you know, good news here with homes, all right, I think Charlotte, North Carolina had one of the biggest gains. Then came Denver. I don't know. I live in Nevada. I thought Nevada rates went up a little bit. I think they have gone up. We just always hit the market at the wrong time. We just do. You know, it's just us. But I got to tell you, I'm glad I live in Nevada because at least we don't have to worry about these cliffs crumbling and mudslides. Apparently, dozens of residents in Pacific California were ordered to leave their oceanside homes after they were deemed unsafe, and the Red Cross has had to offer emergency housing. Now, Tom, my producer, had sent me a video of one of these mudslides where the cars that were parked on the side of the road just, I guess, fell into an embankment. And you just see all these cars. There you see them. Whew. There you don't. So the city of Pacifica, California, right now has declared a state of emergency, ordered the evacuation of several homes perched atop these beautiful coastal bluffs that are now at risk of crumbling into the ocean because of a result of this relentless El Nino and the storms ensuing. Do you see some drone footage of the homes of the cliffs that you see the homes right there on the edge and you're like, oh my gosh, it's pretty I got to put this on Facebook. It's pretty startling. They say residents were forced out. I guess the Red Cross is offering help. Let me see what else we have here. I'm looking at all these pictures. Pretty scary stuff. And then they're beautiful homes, though. I know. You know, it's kind of rare where you go, all right, people have to move out of their mansions. Usually they could just go and live in another mansion. Trust me. Many of these people, probably all they have is that one mansion. I mean, everything is in that mansion. It's not just mansions. So they say El Nino was caused, obviously, by a shift in the distribution of warm water in the Pacific Ocean around the equator. The wind blows strongly from east to west because of the rotation of the Earth. Water then piles up in the western part of the Pacific, pulls up colder water from the deep ocean in the eastern Pacific, except this time around with El Nino, the winds push the water, are getting weaker, warmer water shifts back to the east, the eastern Pacific then gets warmer. Then you have different wind currents, winds many times grow a little weaker, oceans grow warmer, then El Nino grows, and then it just kind of grows upon itself. So we've seen a lot of rain. We've seen a lot of moisture. You should have seen the snow up in Lake Tahoe. Gorgeous. I mean, just powder. Just amazing. Unfortunately, whenever things like this happens, for those of you who have a house off how many feet of an embankment, things change pretty drastically. So they say the storms have damaged a seawall and the Pacific Pier, which is very popular with tourists, partially closing it, reported by San Francisco Chronicle. They say skies over Northern California have temporarily cleared, but there is going to be more storms expected. And so residents right now are scrambling. It's a shame. But, man, Tom, we got to get that video of the cars up on my Facebook because that was pretty incredible.
Do it. I sent you the link. You should be able to send it up, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's scary stuff, man. I mean, hopefully there were no kids in those cars. Lord have mercy.
As long as it's not my car, I feel for those people, but that's why I don't live in California. I don't want to fall off the edge of the planet.
I know. Exactly. That's what it did. It looked like they just fell off. They just fell. All right, women are doing worse than men after a heart attack. Why? Because they have different causes and symptoms than men. Women's heart attacks are different. And unfortunately, because they're different, it doesn't get picked up as quickly. The scientific statement from the American Heart Association, AHA, hopes to raise awareness about key differences in heart attack indicators and treatment in women. Women who don't recognize their heart attack symptoms won't seek help and, unfortunately, have higher mortality rates or morbidity. meaning if they do have the heart attack and survive from it, it could be a bigger whopper one. Cardiovascular disease is still the leading cause of death for women. Since 1984, we have done a damn good job increasing heart attack survival. Why? Because in the 80s, out came cholesterol medication, as well as more screening recommendations. You see, you need us doctors, okay? All right, we're very, very crucial to your health. I know many of you are like, wait, we don't need no stinking doctors or some stinking pills. I have to credit the statin medications, the variety of medications available, and our screening and being right on top of, you know, cholesterol levels and diabetes levels as part of it. Heart death rates, though, among women still outpace heart death rates in men. The new statement reviews current scientific evidence, points out gaps in knowledge, and shows that women need to kind of get their poop together. Okay? So, what are some of the differences? All right, the plaque buildup in the arteries, okay, can differ between the sexes. Now, plaque buildup has the cholesterol, sugary substances, lipids, fats, inflammatory pieces. These things build up plaques in the arteries. And the arteries is what causes a heart attack. You either completely clog up or you're partially clogged. So the plaque starts to rip. It tears part of the lining of the heart, of the artery. All of a sudden, all this inflammatory cells come into play to try to heal that rip. Now it causes more of a clog, more congestion. You don't get blood flow to the heart. Women are less likely to need stenting to open up a blocked artery, but they still suffer blood vessel damage that reduces flow to the heart, causing a heart attack. High blood pressure, a stronger risk factor for women than men. Diabetes raises a young woman's heart disease risk up to 5 times compared to young men. Guideline recommended medications are underused in women compared to men. And women are referred less often to the cardiologist. When they are referred, they are less likely than men to go and finish their cardiac rehab. So you see, women are always yelling at men that they're horrible when it comes to going to the doctor and they don't follow advice. This completely disproves that. Women stink when it comes to going to the doctor and making sure the heart gets checked and get everything done. And it's funny, I notice that with women a lot. I'll tell a man, go get the heart checked, they're on top of it. I tell a woman, like, nah, I don't have to. I'm like, yes, you do. I don't want to. I'm like, just go buy a sports bra. It's not that. I mean, you know, we go to the gynecologist. We go to the dentist. How much harder is it to go to a heart doctor? For men and women, chest pain or discomfort is the most common heart attack symptom. But women are more likely to report shortness of breath, back pain, jaw pain, nausea, or vomiting. It's true. When I've seen a heart attack in the ER, many of these women weren't having chest pain. They were either short of breath. They were nauseous. Black women of any age have a higher incidence of heart attacks than white women, and black and Hispanic women have more risk factors such as obesity, diabetes, and high blood pressure at the time of the heart attack. So, the new American Heart Association statement provides a comprehensive review of current knowledge and key directions needed to further reduce death and disability. So, women need to know their numbers. They need to know their blood pressure. They need to know their cholesterol. They need to know their blood glucose. They need to know their body mass index, their ratio of, you know, height to weight, you know, weight to height. They need to know their waist circumference. And you need to take action to make sure these numbers are in the normal ranges. Have an active, healthy lifestyle. Make accountable decisions. They also say exercise on a regular basis and do not smoke. How are you guys doing on your exercise? Remember I told you guys to kind of add about 10, 15 minutes a day? Are any of you guys doing that? Huh? What? No. When did you say that? I say it all the time. I say it all the time. You guys got to keep your exercise up. Guys, too. Little, yeah, I don't care if it's not very intense. If you don't exercise, why don't you exercise about 10, 15 minutes a day? We talked about that for the new year. Come on, people. And definitely go see your medical provider. Get your blood pressure checked, sugar checked, cholesterol checked. It's easy squeezy. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Polesky of the Polesky Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Braden writes, I have butt pain. Seriously, my butt hurts. What? What could be going on? We don't talk about buttock pain or pain in the tush. You know, we say, this is the pain in the tush, it's the pain in the butt. Oh, man, my kids are being such a pain in the butt. But what, if you have, I mean, some of you guys really have pain. And, you know, the butt area encompasses a lot. Okay? You got the cheek parts, right? You know, your gluteus. Got the glutes. Got the gluteus maximus, the gluteus medius, minimus. Gluteus maximus, minimus. Yeah, okay, medius. I look, I can make up butt muscles. Excuse me, I never got an A in anatomy. All right, but you got muscles there of the tushy. All right. You also have, some people will say their tushy hurts because of the rectal area. So let's just quickly talk about some causes, because whenever somebody says that they have pain in there, you know, you need to kind of find out. All right. So let's start. Upper, okay, pain could be more muscular, right? Like from the low back. It could be from the hip. Your hip could be hurting. So you think it's your butt. So whenever somebody tells me their butt hurts, I ask them, is it upper? Is it lower? And when it's upper, I have them point where. Is it the sacroiliac joint? Are they out of alignment? Are they having a bursitis? Are they having piriformis syndrome? Are they having muscle strain? Are they having sciatica? So sciatica is a biggie, herniated disc. You could have a herniated disc up in the lumbar spine, and that radiates to the tush. Then you get buttock pain. And so, you know, and your muscular pain, your sciatica pain, piriformis, it's deep. I mean, it feels deep. It doesn't feel superficial. You know, if you put a finger on it and pushed in, it really wouldn't do much, and it wouldn't identify it either. It just, it doesn't do anything. That's how I kind of describe it with patients. So, when you have anything like that, we need to take a look at, you know, arthritis issues, musculoskeletal issues, etc. I also tell a lot of you, get that wallet away from your back pocket. Many of my truckers out there, God bless you, you have your wallet not on the dash because you're afraid somebody's going to steal it, and it doesn't fit well in your front pocket, so you stick it in your back pocket, and then you're sitting at an angle. And even if it's a very, very tiny angle, that's enough to mess you up. So no sitting on your wallet. That'll help. But then you have some more people, or you have a group of people where it says no. All right, it hurts, like in the rectal area. It hurts. So you take a look. You look for hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids are the veins that have lost their valvular elasticity, and they just kind of swell out, and they're painful, and they inflame. Some of them bleed. And so, you know, you look for hemorrhoids, you look for fissures, you look for parts of the rectum that might have tore, either from trauma or just the lining, just, you know, it was thin. You look for infection, like an abscess. So when somebody says, I have rectal pain, we always like to check for an abscess. We want to make sure there's no infection, not a boil or anything like that, because that's a much different treatment than hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids will give you stool softeners, will make you do sitz baths where you sit in warm water, and, you know, kind of keep it clean and let it just kind of soothe and relax. You know, we'll use sometimes suppositories to help shrink them. But, you know, you have an abscess, we want to give you antibiotics, or we want to drain it, as well as having you do the baths. You know, certain tears, we need to identify certain rashes could be down there. You know, a shingles rash, very painful. I'll have people go, I got bit on my butt. And I'm like, what do you mean you got bit on your butt? And I take a look, and you see 5 or 6 vesicles. And, well, that could be shingles, right? Varicella, which is chicken pox, kind of coming back as an adult. Or it could be herpes. People get genital herpes in the buttock area. Viral exanthems or viral eruptions hurt. And so having that in the rectal area could not be fun. And so I would definitely, of course, get that looked at. You know, you guys have to buy a mirror. Get one of those, you know, when you go to the women's cosmetic section, they have these big mirrors. Get one of those. Those are great because then you could sit there and go into the bathroom and you could see a lot. Maybe get 2 mirrors so you could, you know, reflect the reflection or deflect the reflection. But you need to look at those body parts. Many of you will say, you know what, honey, just take a peek. And she's like, I don't know what I'm looking at. You got some spots. All right, and don't take a picture and send it to me, because many of you guys are not cutting out certain body parts, and I really don't want you guys sending anything that shows nudity. One of you was having a rash on your back, so I said, okay, have somebody take a picture of your back and show it to me. Instead, she was completely topless, and she showed how the rash went around. I'm like, no, and I had to erase it before anybody saw. Don't do that, okay? Just see your medical provider. So we worry about that. And then, you know, you can have certain yeast infections or other sorts of rashes. And, those could be pretty, pretty painful. So, you know, basically you describe the pain. We take a look if there's any, you know, dermatologic manifestations of it. We try and treat those. That usually will help us diagnose if we're looking at a shingles or a herpes. Many people have asked what's the difference between herpes and shingles. Okay, they're both viruses. Very similar. We kind of treat them very similarly. Maybe a difference in medication dose, but we treat them with antivirals. But herpes will be a cluster of blisters in a small area. And you can get them anywhere. You could get a blister on your lip, a single one. You could get clusters of blisters. You could get the oral herpes. You get the genital herpes anywhere near the genitalia. And you get, you know, a cluster of blisters. Or you could even get it on the skin. I've seen we get this little cluster of small, baby, tiny, cute little blisters. And this cutaneous herpes, it's a herpes infection that affected the skin. Shingles is the virus from the chickenpox, so it's a completely different virus. Similar, but different. Completely different virus. You had the chickenpox as a kid. After you have it, it decides to live in one of the nerves and camp out. Then, after it camps out for a while, it decides to come out. And then when it comes out, the nerve it decides to camp out in is usually the only nerve it'll then elicit. So it's a nerve distribution. So many people say, well, it's on this side of the body. It's on this side of the body. That's because that's the nerve that it landed on. So you'll rarely see shingles on both sides of the body. And it'll follow around the nerve from the back to the front, or there will be a pathway. Herpes, very small localized area. Shingles, it'll go, you know, inches, sometimes a couple feet in length. And a lot of times they're bigger lesions. They will kind of hurt a lot, maybe even more than herpes. And sometimes they'll also scab, but it'll just be a meaner-looking scab. And, of course, they could scar. A lot of times with herpes, you don't see the scarring, but you do with shingles, depending on how deep the infection went. So we don't mess around. And with shingles, it unfortunately could cause long-term pain, post-herpetic neuralgia, and that could be extremely painful. So, you know, at the first sign of any vesicles, go into the medical provider. If the medical provider can't tell if it's herpes or shingles, he'll still give you an antiviral. With shingles, you know, I like to, like with the Valtrex, give like a gram. Whereas with herpes, you give a smaller dose. But, you know, you ask the doctor, you know, how do you know this isn't shingles or the starch? Usually shingles, though, it has a look. I rarely mix the two up. You know, shingles just has more of a look. And another thing that kind of blows your providers away is sometimes it looks like hives. You're like, I got bit by something and I have these hives. And you look and you don't see the vesicles yet, but you see the wheels of the skin. That is, thank you. My honey brought me some yummies. Oh, he's such a good man. Zingers. He got me chocolate zingers. See? Okay. Woo. All right. Anyway, so sometimes it'll look like urticaria or like these wheels. And you're like, okay, well, I have some allergic reaction. I'm like, wait a second here. I'm seeing a pattern. And I'll start the antiviral plus an anti-allergy just in case. Many times the vesicles come out a day or two later. Great question on butt pain. Well done. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation Defender from Reputation.com can help you protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation Defender right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
She's a lion. She's a lion. A lion.
Lion. All right, guys. Oh, sorry. That didn't sound too good. I had drunk a little something, and then you can hear the whole thing. Ah! All right, that's okay. That did not sound good. Sounds like your radios are having an issue, guys. Fix your radios. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, one topic I love to talk about, and I love to actually teach, and I've been pretty versed on, is getting you guys ready for job interviews, or if you're asking for a promotion, or you know, how to kind of gain that confidence and to send out a good message. It's all marketing, by the way. You know, I mean, you know, you have to market yourself. And this was an interesting article where it says the first 12 words you say in an interview could land or lose you the job. They say the first 12 words you say is what really makes or breaks your chances. And I don't know if they really count. Okay, well, you only said 5 words or 6 words or whatever. But, you know, I see a lot of people make a mistake. You know, make many mistakes when they interview. Let's say I'm interviewing for more staff or I'm working with students who are doing medical school interviews. And you see them get flustered. You see them, and they don't mean to. It's because they're nervous. And when people get nervous, they tend to go quiet, you know, err on the side of caution. And so it doesn't hurt to be prepared with some small talk, and that's what they're recommending. They're recommending, you know, that if you do small talk, okay, either on the way to the interview room or when you first meet them, it could really give you a heads up. Now, okay, some of you will say, okay, well, that's good. Okay, you know, we just had the football games, so I could sit there and go, did the Cardinals get their butt? No. What if we're Cardinal fans? Can't do that. Some of us like the Cardinals. Yes, I like the Panthers, but don't be messing with my Cardinals. So, when you do small talk, be very careful not to insult something. Well, what if I see a 49er banner in the office? Can I at least then rip on the Seahawks? No, you can't. Because what if that office isn't theirs? And they are interviewing you in somebody's office that was available, because their office is a mess, and now you just ripped on their Seahawks. You see what I mean? Don't bring up sports. Don't bring up religion. Don't bring up politics, okay? Oh, my gosh, thank you for interviewing me because Obamacare is killing us. Not good small talk, okay? So what I would do about small talk, I mean, you know, yeah, the weather is safe, but that's not going to make you stand out. Okay, so this is what I usually do, okay? I usually do something humbling, and I don't think that's the best thing to do, you know. Yeah. I mean, in fact, I don't want to say it was a job interview, but I had met with some suits, real nice suits. I didn't wear a suit. I didn't know, and they were in suits. And I wanted to kind of just, you know, get an idea of how I roll, okay? You know, my medical knowledge, my community, you know, leadership abilities and my, you know, relationships I have. And so, you know, even though I wanted to talk about, you know, how my Sphinx is killing me, like, can we get this interview over with because my Sphinx is killing me or whatever, I knew I was being watched, even though it was a type of situation where I really wasn't being interviewed, you know, but people kind of check you out. They just kind of raise an eyebrow. They're, you know, and seeing how, even if they aren't on purpose watching you, they will remember something you say. Now, many of you aren't witty. Okay. When you're witty, that's easy. You know, somebody says something and you could be like, you know, you could just throw something out there and it's like, oh, yeah, that was a good one. And they're like, oh, Dr. Dolly made it funny. And that'll be remembered. But if you're not witty, don't try to be. All right. So just, you know, some basic small talk. Okay. So, and you can play with the weather. Okay. But don't go, oh, how's the weather? You know, go, you know how long it took me to warm up? Or I don't know if I do the car, because you don't want them to think you have a bad car. Wait a second. I thought I would be a little bit more prepared for this type of small talk. See, here's the problem. All right, every time I do small talk, it's usually about, I'm waiting for the fiber to kick in. I hope it doesn't happen in the middle of the interview. Don't do that, okay? But what I would do is maybe compliment, like, for example, okay, there's a receptionist. And the receptionist was really, really nice, okay? All right, and then the person interviewing you comes out, the suit comes out. Alright, and the suit starts walking you back. Okay? One, be very nice to the receptionist and thank her. You know, thank you. Again, appreciate it. Wish me luck. You know, that kind of thing. Okay? You know, sometimes, you know, stuff like that with the receptionist is great. Then, as you guys are walking down, you know, you could say, you know what, your staff is really nice here. And you got some good staff. You know, that got to be positive. Don't talk about how you've had bad staff before or dealt with bad staff. You've got really nice staff. Be very careful, though, that you don't look like you are flirting with anybody or looking like you're interested. Okay, you got to be kind of very careful. If you over-compliment a receptionist, they could think you're flirting, you know? But, you know, you could say, you know, look, I'm a little nervous with the interview, but I got to tell you, you know, coming in, your staff made me feel comfortable. This was not, see, that doesn't sound anything sexual. It doesn't sound like you're hitting on anybody. It's just, you know, I got to tell you, I was a little nervous walking in here, but you have a beautiful building, and the staff made me feel comfortable, so good. I just hope I'm not too comfortable that I don't, you know, mess up during the interview. Oh, you won't mess up during the interview. You got the job already. I got the job. Yeah, you got the job. Woo. Now, sit back down. We got to talk, okay? You know, that kind of thing. I used to ask what my competition looked like, and that's not a good idea. So while I'd be walking to the back, okay, I'd be like, you know, have you interviewed a lot of people today? Not good small talk, because it puts them on the defensive, all right? They have to then watch what they have to say. They have to, you know. So, like, let's say there were a couple people outside dressed in stormtrooper outfits. We still see that every now and then. I mean, I live in Vegas. Every now and then you just have somebody walking around like a stormtrooper. You're like, dude, you know, so something like that, if that was out on the street, you know, and you walk in and go, it's funny, you got stormtroopers out there on the sidewalk. Oh, I know. Did you see Star Wars? Yeah, I saw Star Wars. You know, and then you go off. You know, that kind of thing. If they have something newsworthy, nothing controversial, like let's say you're interviewed at Chipotle, you know, don't start making jokes about food poisoning. But let's say they have something newsworthy that's new. You know, I saw that picture of your new burrito. That kind of looks good. You know, something positive without looking like you are over, I know you'll, without looking like you are patronizing or you're overly trying to, you know, please them. It's just, you know, one of those things. Okay, so when you meet them, okay, hand-eye coordination. Make sure you have hand-eye coordination. Please look at their eyes. Please smile and do a firm handshake. Make sure you don't have sweaty palms. If you suffer from hyperhidrosis, where you have sweaty palms, which ruins a lot of people's interviews, okay, don't lie about it. Don't sit there and you know, because they'll think that you don't want to hold their hand or you don't want to touch. What you could do is wear a glove, okay? You know, wearing gloves, you know, and then look like you're just, you know, so shake their hand and then slowly look like you're taking off the gloves type of thing, you know. It's hard when it's in the middle of the summer. Or just get it treated, you know, try to get your hyperhidrosis treated before that. You know, some people just won't understand what sweaty palms are, and that's a tough one. But if you don't have that issue, great. Eye contact, sit down, and then great posture. But look comfortable. Don't overlook comfortable. Don't start to slouch in the chair, because then you could look cocky. You look overconfident. But also, don't be leaning into their desk. Sit comfortably, and then when they ask you a question, you lean in. You know, oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Did you really have to give me that hard question? Or maybe don't say hard. So that's a good one. All right. So, Dr. Dahlia, what are your weaknesses? And I've taught you guys what to say with that. Okay. You want to know my weaknesses? How long is the interview? Because I think we're going to be going over. Okay. You might want to call in lunch for this one. But first, you know, so you could be kind of funny about it. But don't be funny too long, because it could look like you're trying to distract them. Okay? Be prepared to have your weaknesses and have your strengths. Okay? Well, my weakness is I go on and I talk and talk and talk and I go on and on and on and on and I never shut up. Right? Or maybe that's a strength, especially for radio. All right, we'll talk more later. 1-877-DR-ELLIE. Don't go away.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You better hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.